I would like to preface my remarks with Hakara Satori. Above all, thanks to the Rigonko Ho'olamin who gives me life. May we all always do his will, the Shlemus, and have the greatest good and happiness. Next, thanks to my wife, the greatest Aishas Kaya, who has always given me the time to learn, no matter what the sacrifice. Thanks to Rebbe, Rosh Shiva, Agoyin, Afanishtan Shvitas. Thanks also to my parents, the Bayim, family, friends, and all those who have helped me throughout the years. As we all should know, it is a pity that Birchat Kohanim seems to be taken so lightly. When we would take the time to realize that it is the greatest blessing in the universe, because it is Hashem's blessing as he puts in the Torah, I'm sure that we wouldn't see the quick, let's get it over with attitude that is given. So, in order to do our part, as the Gemara says in Yuma Samachet on the base, Ahavzir HaTorah Liyoshana, to return the crown to its glory, we are making this tape. The main goal was to give a basic synopsis of Halacha L'maisa. One who would want further details and sources is asked to learn Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Chet, Kuf Chof Chet, the Kuf Lamed. This tape is not only for Kohanim, because as we know, everyone has to know the laws in order to, for instance, pray and respond properly. Similar to what the Rosh Hashiva HaGoyim Feinstein Schlitzer writes in his preface to his Sefer Kol Dodi, I'm not saying that you must accept this if you have other valid Nihogim. But if some people, for instance, don't have their own minhag, then they might want to follow this. See also Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. So, the Ezes Hashem, let us begin. The Kohanim should loosen their shoes, such as laces, etc., before the washing of their hands, so that they won't have to remove their shoes by hand, which it would require them to wash again. The washing of the hands of the Kohanim without a bracha is done by the Levim before the Chazan begins the bracha of Rosei in Shmona Esra, so that the Kohanim are ready to go up to Duchen when the Chazan begins Rosei. If there is no Levi, firstborns of their mother should do it. If there is no firstborn, the Kohen should wash himself. After washing, the Kohanim return to their seats, slip off their shoes by foot, and push them by foot under their seat. When the Chazan begins to say, the Kohanim go up to Duchen. As soon as they finish saying Modim D'Rabbanan with the congregation, and on Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, as soon as they finish saying Uchaso V'Chayim, they say the Yiratzon as printed in the Tzidurim. They try to finish this at the same time as the Chazan finishes the Birchas Avoda. That is, and then respond Amen with the congregation. While the Chazan continues the Elokeinu in an undertone, the Kohanim pull their talesim over their heads and hands and form with their hands the spaces which will in Yirtzeh Hashem be explained later. The congregation also pull their talesim over their heads. Only the word Kohanim is said aloud by the Chazan. However, if there is only one Kohen, then the word Kohanim is also said in an undertone. At this point, the Kohanim turn to their right, facing the congregation, and begin the bracha. After the last word of the bracha, which is Ba'ahavah, the Chazan and congregation respond Amen. Then the priestly blessing is begun. Each word of the Birchas Kohanim is said aloud by the Chazan and repeated aloud by the Kohanim for the meaning of the words. See Rashi in Parshas Naso at the end of Revi'i. The chanting by the Kohanim and supplications of the congregation are done before the Kohanim say the words V'yishmerecha, V'chunecha, and Shalom. And after each of these three aforementioned words, the congregation responds Amen. At the time of chanting, the Kohanim should make sure that their chanting gives the congregation enough time to finish their supplications as printed in the Siddurim. A chant which I have been asked to tape is recorded later on. A personal suggestion of Kavana during the chant is that the brachot should be accepted by Hashem with our complete doing of His will always and the coming of Mashiach and Binyan Beis HaMikdash b'Meirah b'Yameinu. After the congregation responds Amen at the end of the word Shalom, the Kohanim turn to their right and face the ark and put down their hands. They now try to finish the saying of the Ribono Shel Olam as printed in the Siddurim at the same time as the Chazan finishes Birchat Sim Shalom, at which time they respond Amen with the congregation. After the Chazan says Kaddish, they should take their leave, walking backwards, and respond Baruch Tiyah to the members of the congregation who say to them Yashar Koach. The following is the chant. Again, that the Kohanim should make sure that they draw out their chant long enough to give the congregation enough time to finish their supplications. As Kohelet, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalit says, Hechacham Einav Birosho. The formation of hands of the Kohanim is on the accompanying diagram. Yehi Ratzon that the Birchas Kohanim should be fulfilled for all of us
always. Yetz Hashem, with the time remaining, let's learn Hilchas Nesias Kapayin, Simen Kuf, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Pesukei HaMishnah Berurah. Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Al HaKohanim Sheyivarachu Esam. It's a mitzvah from the Torah that the Kohanim should bless the people. Shene'emar, as it says, Ko Sevarachu Es B'nei Yisrael. So you shall bless the Bnei Israel. V'chol Kohen she'en bo midvarim ha'ma'akim oso, and any Kohen which doesn't have anything which prevents him from duchenin, ve'enu ole leduchen over ba'asei, and he does not go up to duchen, he transgresses a positive commandment. Ve'enu over ole kishakodin oso, and he is not over unless they call him up to Duchen, Shene'emar, because it says there, Amor Lohem. The Targum Unquist, Kad Yemerun Lohem, when they tell them, the Kohanim, the Ayin Kamon Sifches, the Haminin Bilindino Seno, She'en Sis Kapayim Elabiyonto. It is a minig in our countries, but there is not any Duchenin except on Yom Tov. And in Eretz Yisroel, as it says on the bottom, in Sif Katan Aleph, Nosim Kapayim B'chol Yimos HaShana, they duchen every day, B'shachris U'musif, U'v'mincha Shal Tainis, and on the Tainis by Mincha also, Ula in Ne'ila, and as far as Ne'ila is concerned, Ayin Lahalan, Semin Kuflami Gimel, Ha'arot Tzadik. And why do they do on Yom Tov? Mishum Da'oz Shulim B'Simchas Yom Tov. Then they are joyful because of Yom Tov. Uv'Yom HaKippurim Yesh Bo Simcha Mechila U'Slicha. And on Yom Kippur, they have the Simcha of having pardon and forgiveness. The Tov Leiv Hu Yivareich. And it is one who is good of heart that should bless. V'Ayin Lo'el Simen Mem Hei Sif Hei. Masha En Kein B'Shar Yom, which is not the case other days of the year. Afilu b'shabbos Hashana, even on Shabbos, shetrudim b'yehurim al nichyosam, they are bothered by thoughts about their livelihood, v'abitu melachtem, on not working, being idle from that. V'afilu b'yom tavei nosan kampeyam elu b'tzfilas musuf, and even on Yontif, they only duchen in Musaf. Sheyotzin achakach mivetz knesset v'yisim chubzim chas yom tov. That afterwards they go out from the shul and they enjoy the simcha of yom tov. V'ayin kaman tzimun kuflamit ches sifches. Od no'agim b'mdinosenu. They also have a minig in our country, sheba yom tov shechol yos b'shabbos. That yom tov that falls out on Shabbos in the siyas kapayim. There's no duchenin. Ela v'yom ha-kipurim. Only on Yom Kippur, Shafilu Chol B'Shabbos Nosen Kapayim, they do Duchen. But, as we know, they don't chant because they don't say the Yibonu Shalom or Yehi Ratzon as printed in the Siddurim. V'yesh Mekor Almos Noagin Shabachol Yom Tov Afilu Chol B'Shabbos Nosen Kapayim B'Chein Nochen Yosef. But the Kitzur says that there are places that are knowing that every Yom Tov, even if it does fall on Shabbos, they do have Nesias Kapayim, and so it is better to do. Ein Nesias Kapayim Ela Basora. Sif Bey says that there's only duchenin when there's a minyan, but kohanim in a minyan, and the kohanim are included in that minyan. Lafisha gam him b'chol abrocha, shneim av ani avarechim. Because as it says here in the pasuk we mentioned before, I will bless them. And one pshat, as Rashi brings also, is I will bless the kohanim. Siv gimel, kodem nesias kapayim, lo yishta kohen, lo yayim, lo shom ashkim, mashkim yamashakrim. Before duchenin, a kohen should not drink any wine or other intoxicating beverages. And in Sif Katan Beis on the bottom, he says, Yayim kosher shos reviyas al yitzakavot. If he drinks reviyas of wine, which is about 3 ounces, he should not duchen. Yishon bashkos al yitzarakim mishtakim. Other beverages, only if he drinks enough that would intoxicate him. V'mli bo cholosh, and if his heart is weak, literally. If he wants to eat some cake, for instance, before Musaf, he can hear Kiddush from another person, so therefore he doesn't have to drink anything that would intoxicate. Ayin lo'el, simin ayin zayin siftas bof. Siv dali, kodem aduchin tzorach hakoin nito yodavar peret. Before duchinin, the Kohen has to wash his hands until the joint, literally, which means the wrist. Shehu chibra yadim azroa, which is the connecting link between the hand and the arm. Kaderach shoyim makachim sedeim b'midrash avoda, just like they would be makadish the hands wash in the midrash from the kior to the avoda in the base of midrash. Shenema, seru yedeichem kodesh, because it says in the pasuk, lift your hands in holiness, uvarechu et Hashem, and bless Hashem. Yesh safik em tzichon varech al natura zo, or em tzichon varech. There is a doubt whether or not they have to make a bracha on this washing. Kevin shabarech al natura zayim b'kumam min tasa, since he already made a bracha in the morning when he got up from his bed. U'mitzveik anagin shal avarech. And since we have the klal godu, that safik bracha sohakil, if you are in doubt about a bracha, so not to take the shame of Hashem in vain, so So we don't make a bracha, therefore we don't make a bracha here. But if he did touch, let's say, a place which is not clean, then it would be proper for him to make a bracha. But the minig is not true. And is proper for every kohen who is one who fears Hashem, that he should watch that his hands do not touch anything which would require him to make a matila, not to touch anything which is dirty, that he wouldn't come into the situation where he would be required, as we said before, to make the bracha, for instance. Sifhei, Halevi yotzik etzamayim al yidei akonim. The Levi pours the water on the hand of the kohanim, al shum shenema, because it says in the pasuk, v'gam echzachecha matei Levi, also your brothers, the tribe of Levi, hakrevi tochvi lavo alech mishar asulcha. Bring near with you, and they will accompany you and minister to you. The main Shom Levi, Yitzhak Bechor Petarechem. If there is no Levi, then a Bechor, he should pour Shehu Kadosh Al Yado. So he, since he is holy, as we know, the Bechorim were chosen to be the Avodah before the Kohanim. And therefore, he can pour on his hand if there's no Levi. And if also the Bechor there's none around, Mutav Shakoin Batzman Yitzhak. It's better that the Kohen himself should pour. Below Yitzhak Yisrael, instead of a Yisrael. HaLevi or Bechor Sheyitzhak Ma'alan Yidei HaKohanim, the Levi or the Bechor, who pours water of the Kohanim, Emein Yadav Nikiyos Yishol Yichot Yadav Tchila. If his hands are not clean, he should first wash his own hands. As we know from the pasuk also, v'hizo ator al atame, by the Parah Aduma parasha, that we know the tar should pour over the tame, not if he himself is tame. Sidva, also lalo seduchim b'minolim. It is also to go up to duchim in his shoes. V'yachos minolim chalim zilas adayim, and he should take off his shoes before the washing of the hands, because then he will have to touch the shoes and he would have to wash his hands again. And he says Sif Katan Gimel here, oh Achal Antila, he could also do it after Antila when Im Cholitz Bulin and Goa, if he can take them off without touching. The Tovah is Zohar, Lahatzni Amin Olam Tachasav Sosolim, and it is good to be careful to hide the shoes underneath the benches, so and they shouldn't be uncovered and seen in a Kvara Tzibra, because of the honor of the Tzibra. It's not nice. Siv Zayin, Keshe Shliach HaTzibra Matzich HaLitzei, when the Shliach Tzibra, the Chazen, begins the Baruch HaLitzei, and it says in Siv Katan Dalit, Uvde'eved Atzof Birkas HaTzei, B'de'eved he has up till the end of Birkas HaTzei, all the Kohanim have to go up from their places, to go to Duchen. Therefore, they should wash their hands before this. So therefore, when the Shliach Tzibur says, they'll be able to go up to the Duchen with already clean hands, that are ready to make the bracha. Ubdeved gam im not v'idei machakach shabdomi. But b'deved, if they do it afterwards also, it is good. And as he says in Sifkot and Hay, b'tnai shakuragoyim b'tzei l'chivun haduchim. With the condition that they have already moved from their place by b'tzei in order to go up to duchim. B'notim b'samach b'dakon haduchim. Then they can wash clothes they're going up to the Duchen. Sifches, Kishol of the Duchen Omdim, when they go up to Duchen, they stand, Ufnein Knegaran, Akkodesh HaBemitzach. Their faces are towards the Aron Kodesh, which is in the east. If it's in another direction, of course, in the shul, sometimes it's not exactly east. You have to do it in that direction. And as we know also, they have a many kohanim that they also kiss the parochas as they go up. The Omrim Modim Drabbanim Matibra, they also say Modim Drabbanim with the minyan, and of course the Visiorei, Tfila. Yachkach Omrim Yiratim Afanecha, Hashem Elkeinu Shetei Bracha Zeu, Shesu Yisrael, Mubarech Asamcha Yisrael, Bracha Shlima, Vlo Yevo, Shum Mechshol, Vyobon Kol, Meyatol Yad Olam. And as he points out, Shum is not in the Shulchan Aruch, and also the Lashon Klol that I said, which I said because it's in some places brought down like that. Umarichim Betzvelezu, Ad Sheyechal Shliach HaTzibur. And they lengthen the time for this tefillah until the Shliach HaTzibur finishes the Lachon or El HaHodos. Why? Kedei Sheyanu HaTzibur Amin Gamal Terezos. In order that with the minyan answers Amin on the Birchas of the Chazan, they should also answer Amin on this tefillah. The Afakonim Yanu Amin, as he says in Sefkot Mizayim. And also the Konim should answer Amin. Shliach HaTzibur Omer Elkeinu Velkei Avoseinu. Shliach HaTzibur says this tefillah, and he says in Sifkot Neches, Yesh Shein Omrim Elokinu Mokrei Yosinu Rak Kohanim. Some don't say only the Kohanim. Uberis Yisrael Yesh Noagim Shecha Me'akol Kadekonam Bula Shliach HaTzibur. In Eretz Yisrael, they are knowing that one of the congregation called our Kohanim and not the Chazan, they Omrim Elokinu Mokrei Yosinu. Ayin Sharatzion Sifkot Mamadvav. The Chassid of Mishnah Berurah Shminageinu Lomar. Amen Igiv to say the Elokeinu Mokrei Yosinu. And how do you say Belachash? Quietly. That's how the Chazan says it, not out loud. The Sevas Kohanim Momen B'Kolon. When it comes to the word Kohanim, that he says out loud, Uvazehu Kodesh HaKohanim. Because this is the call for the Kohanim to Duchen. Sheyivarechu. That they should bless. The Shuv Omer Belachash, and then he continues saying quietly, Am Kadosh Echa Kamur. Ulachash Kodesh HaKohanim Kohanim, Matzchilim Mubarachim Kulam B'Yachad. After he calls Kohanim, then they begin to make the bracha together. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshonu B'Kedushato Shel Aharon, V'Hopchem Paneihem Klapei Yom, saying this bracha. And then they turn their faces towards the people, and they finish the bracha. Some also turn towards the Seber before beginning the bracha, like the Torah and Shulchan Aruch say, instead of splitting it up, which the Aruch HaShulchan says was the meaning by him also, like the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Onim HaTzibur, Amin HaVashliach HaTzibur, Lo Yani Amin, just the Tzibur. And for me, because it's tested for him, he's the Chazan. Masha Omrim Ba'ava, why do they say Ava in the bracha? Ulafuke, that is to exclude Shematzibur Sonim Tzikoin, or Akoin Sonim Tzibur. If the minion hates the Koin or vice versa, Lo Yitzas Kapa, he shouldn't duchen. The Tzakana Ulakoin, it's a Tzakana for him. In Yitzas Kapa, Valkain, Yeshlo Lotzis in Beis Knesses, it's better for him to go out of shul. The name of Beis Knesses of Akoin Echad, Einamar Mishliach Zibu Koinim, Bekoram, Elohu Miatzum Azis Panav. If let's say there's only one Kohen, then the Shliach HaTzibur doesn't say Kohanim loudly, but he says it quietly like all the rest of the Tefillah. And he, the Kohen himself, turns without hearing the Kohanim word. Ma'avim Yisidei Neged Kisveihem, Siftes says that they pick up their hands towards their shoulders, U'froshim Osim V'chokim Mitzvoseim, and they spread them out, and divide your fingers, so you name hey avirim, that there should be between them five spaces. The hainu, bein beis both the beis both avir echad, that is between each two fingers one space. Bein beis both a good ulgamkin avir echad, and between two fingers and the thumb also one space. The chaim bayad hashniyah, also in the second hand, harei dalad avirim, which is together four spaces. Ubein agudel agudel gam kin aver echad, and between one thumb and the other, another space. Harei chamisha avirim, altogether five. The tzorach la'atzchim shem dechzir, because it says in the pasuk, meitzit menachalakim. He looks from the lattices, like, so to speak, like windows. Hey karakim. So it says, ha karakim. Five karakim. The tzorach is zayim me'od, and he has to be very careful, shol yigur rashi al-gulam zavzeh, that the tops of the thumb should not touch one or the other. Shol yiskalke la'kalom, in order not to ruin the window. So it says in Sifkot Mitzvot, the Mishnah Nebura Kotzav, it's written in the Mishnah Nebura, Tzarech Yizoyeh Sheyaneich Gudol Yemin Agudol Asmol, that the right thumb should be on top of the left thumb, touching it, Shlo Yisparadu, that they should not be separated. Mekorah Kitzur Shulchan Aruch B'Tara Yodem Ve'er Abba. Source of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch B'Tara Yodem Ve'er Abba. And as I have it drawn in the accompanying diagram on this tape, of this tape, one can maybe also say that Shlo Yigur Roshi Agulim, actually you have two ends, anything has basically two ends, so it could be that he means the bottom end as shown in the diagram. Shlo Yisgur. And one has to lift the right hand a little above the left. And that the right thumb be on top of the left. And that's no stira to the former statement that he made, because it can be on top of the left without touching, as we know. Who first in kapeim shiutoch kapeim knegeroritz, and they spread their hands so the palms should be facing the earth. V'achol yedein kneger shemayim, and the top of the hands towards the heavens. Sifyud b'shosh hakonim mevarch nesam yebitu v'yisichu daitam. At the time that the kohanim bless the people, they should not look or divert their attention. Eliyu einim kapeim matakam obetvila. Their eyes should be facing, turned downward, just like in tefillah, davening. And the people should also have intention for the bracha, and they should face the kohanim, but they should not look at them. And Sifkot Nid says, v'lo v'makom acher, the stakus mrugub b'shum hesach das, and neither should they look any other place because of diversion of mind and rumya kavana, which is true for all of davening, etc. The gam akonim b'atzmu yistakav l'deyem, the konim themselves also should not look at their hands. The nagul shalshal asitalas al pneyem b'deyem chutzitalas, the meaning is that they lower the talus on your faces, covering it, and their hands are outside the talus. And tifkot nitzchaf, the chaf of the mishnah berurah shekein haminig hanochem. That is the proper minig. Yesh mekom shenegam shafei yadayim b'pnim. And as the Ramah brings, there are places where also the hands are also inside the talus. V'chein noagim gam be'eretz Yisrael, like in Eretz Yisrael. And also the minig is the minig also over their talis and over their faces, that they should not look. The people that are behind the kohanim are not included in the bracha, unless they were forced to be like that. But the people on the sides before them are included. Sifkat Mamed, Vafila B'Sidei Mamed, Shulvashi Yisadu Pneim Kati Yakonim. Not only in front on the sides, but also on the sides, literally, on your side is also included, as long as they face the corner. Only behind Mamish would be not included. Ubimkom Sharon Kosh Bodham in a hotel, in a place where the ark juts out from the wall, and Kane on us from the Nasal Kosh Mizrahi, him and the Sodom Shahariakon, and Sikhim Alekos and Shamal Amal Makam Shiyu Kukalapakos, and the Sodom Shahariakon. So therefore, the people which are at the eastern wall, and they are therefore on the side behind the corner, they have to leave their places and come forward to be at least on the side. In the Efshe, if this is impossible for whatever reason, therefore they are like fourth, and they are also including the bracha. Sifu days, shliach atzibur makriyosim b'kezkona mida b'mila. The chazan calls out the Birchas Kohanim word by word. And they, the Kohanim, repeat after him, the Chazan doesn't say, he says each word. They repeat after him each word. Hashem Sanim Kostakrishon, until they finish the first purpose. Yonin Atibrami, and then the Minyan and Shizami. And so on after the first pasuk, second pasuk, and third pasuk, they also answer Amen. No Yikash Shliachatib about test. The Chazan should not read it by heart. Avnitok Hasid, only from the Siddur. Shalom is Baldo, then you should not get mixed up. The Yochalama Gamhu Amen Zachar Psukim. You can also answer Amen after the Psukim. Sifkot Men. Kevin to Mitzvah and Mitzvah Chassidah, since he is davening from the Siddur, so he won't get mixed up. The law has asked that he won't be a Hesed, Shazel to the Chassidah, because this is also part of the Tzidah. Eilu Tzayi V'Shakonim Ophim Boyam Adorim Mitzvahim. These are the words which the Kohanim turn to the south and into the north. Nivarechacha v'yishmerecha elecha v'chunecha elecha l'cha. Why? Mishim v'tei v'tei v'hem l'nochach. They are talking to someone else, saying to you, to the second person. V'chein ha'chem v'atzman gaman ha'shodin. Therefore they turn themselves also to the side. In order to bless all of them. And as we mentioned before, this is of course talking about when the Aron is in the east, facing the east. But of course, if it's another direction, you have to face here. And therefore, here, what it would be is always remember to the right. You turn, when you turn, and here, when you're facing the people and these words that you have to turn to the side, it's left to right. The left side and then the right side. Also, in the word of shalom, they also turn like this, left to right. Not a complete turn, as we just said, just to the side, the left side and the right side. Because Shalom is the ending of the bracha. The b'shashem alichem b'nigun shalatevus b'tochot pekin. And at the time that they stretch out the nigun, the chant of by the tevus, the word at the end of the pekin, v'ahayinu v'yishmerecha v'chunecha shalom, only matzibur gan shalom b'chulo. That's when the tzibur says that tzila is printed in the Siddurim of the Ribono Shel Olam, Tzidkot Nun, Zeh B'chutzor, U'min Golem Nama Gam B'yom Tzidshini Achya, Tzidkot Nun Yivatzah. The Nun is, the places are to also say Yom Tzidshini, but then they should start only from Yivatzah, which is in the Ribono Shel Olam. Ava Beret Tzidshol, Omer Rak Mishu Cholam B'Lai Veshlapanah. Now it's so that it's only say it if someone had a dream in the night before. Also, which is not doing here, as you know, is a minute among many congregations, that on the third pasuk, in the third, there's a tefillah that starts with Ratzon. The first two are the Ribono Shel Olam. Also, as you know, that some don't, as we mentioned, Ratzon and Ratzon on the second day, but they'll say the Holy Ribono Shel Olam on the second day also. As a silver, Rabbi Goyim of David Feinstein, Sita, said that you can say why, because a tefillah is something to say many, many times, the same tefillah, the praying for that day. So therefore, that's why they'll hold that it's no problem of praying again. And the one who calls out the word, even if he's not the chazan, oh, Yom HaRibon Shalom HaFeir. He should not say these tefillahs because of the chance of him getting mixed up. And especially, certainly if he's the chazan, he should not say it because of the interruption of the tefillah. And the Kohanim should not chant different chants, but they should all chant one chant in order not to have any mixing up here. This is Gimel. B'shosh HaKohanim Mamun Yisatei B'Tein Rasibu Lamashim Pasuk. At the times the Kohanim say the word, meaning should not say any Pasuk. Rak Yishmo Ahitei B'Kabon Yisatei B'Tein Rasibu Lamashim. We should just listen carefully with intention to words from the mouth of the Kohanim. Because is there any servant that they bless him, that in a mazim mechavim and bracha, and do not listen and concentrate on the bracha? They mam them up sukkim, and if they say sukkim, in a mechavim mechavim and bracha, how can they concentrate on the bracha? Ach, that's not the name of Sukkim. But the last time, he do say those Sukkim, the Yizaru Shalom and Abishar Shasimchi wa Atanam and Agam. But he should be careful at least not to say it only when the Shechti Bo Kohanim are chanting. The Lord Bishar Shalom and Abishar Shasimchi. And not at the time that they're saying the word. Sifkat Nisama, Chabad Yosef Tav Shalom and Kar. But the best thing is not to say it at all. Kwa Omram, Yom Abishar Shashat Makri. אבל יש שם גם 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 בזה. But some don't like to see them. והגרוע הם ישר לעולם. The grua made the by his custom not to say them. If you doubt it, אך תח מתקב שיחסי בשם שלום, then the chazen begins in shalom. ואז the kohanim מרבים מסלים, קפי יונה הקודש במצח. And the kohanim once again turn back towards the Aram, the Omrim Ribono Olamim, and they say the Ribono Olamim, the printed in the Durim Bukhuda. Yarichu B'tzvila Zaw Atshul Yifem Sheikh Tziba and Vekat Ham Yisrael B'Shalom. They should also lengthen this Tzvila until the Sheikh Tziba finishes the Bracha. He who blesses his people Israel with peace. In order that the minyan should answer amen also on their tefillah, like we said by Ruchon Noel Lahodos at the beginning. Tipkat 9, Vach HaKohanim Yanu Abiyachat Hashad. Also the Kohanim should answer amen, like we said here. The minyan mechon ma'alach kol kach, if they can't lengthen it so long, Yom Yo'od Adiyah Bamaram Bechol. They should also say the tefillah Adiyah Bamaram. Uvrosh Hashana V'yom Avtipurim, Shemin Agnim, and in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that they chant Hayom Tzam Seinu v'chulu lo yatchilu akonim ribon ha'olamim v'chulu ad karo v'sof. They should only begin saying that at the end. They should samu v'shabim sheyachtiva. Again, in order to make sure they finished at the same time the sheyachtiva finishes the Sim Shalom Bracha. Sif Tezva, Ein akonim asher mehatzcha b'echad Hashet Chano. The Kohanim are not allowed to begin the bracha of Hashetet Shana v'chulu ad sheyich l'gamre seivet ekonomi ti ha-matzi. And till it's finished completely, the word konin from the mouth of the one who calls out, reads it out loud. We should mention here also, technically, we should also say, they should also give them time to say the Yom Kedosh Shecha Kamura that we said before. So they should begin after that. Bein Amakri Yashai is Ma'atchil Yuvarechecha, and the one who calls out is not allowed to begin Yuvarechecha Ad La'achashi Chalamin Yitzi Kol HaTziba until the Tziba finishes answering Amin. Tzivkat Mitzvei, the Mishnah Berurah Rov HaTziba. The Mishnah Berurah says Rov HaTziba, most of the congregation. As we also see in Simon Kuf Chav Dalid in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah here also. V'chein ba'amin shana macha yivish mecha b'chunek ha'shalom. Also the Amin after those words. Yamten ha'makri v'yafkil yo'er yitzah sim shalom ad la'acha shi'ich l'amin yitzikol ha'tzibur. Again, he should wait until the Tzibur finishes Amin. And again, applies what he said in Tzivkot Mitzvei. Reva Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah recites. Vein ha'konim mashrim ha'ach b'pneim in ha'tzibur la'echel. And the Kohanim are not allowed to turn their faces from the minyan towards the ark ad she'yaschil shi'ach tzibur sim shalom, until the shi'ach tzibur starts sim shalom. Vein ha'mashrim lakav it's the same if she tells them. Also, they are not allowed to bend their fingers from their spread out form, the way they held in their hands now, ad she'ach vidal pneim in ha'tzibur, until they turn their faces from the tzibur and are facing the ark. Ve'ena mashem avam naduchen. They are also not allowed to pass away from the duchen. Achi yisayim ha'tzibur amein la'achet amin yisrael b'shalom. Until the tzibur finishes amein after the bracha of amin yisrael b'shalom. Tzivkot nitzadik. Ve'achshav shaminu glam alayim b'yidosam yisha. And now that the minig is, when they calm down, they say, Yisha, Yasha Koyach. Nochon Shiyadu Rakach HaKadosh. It's better that they go down after Kaddish, today Shal Yizbatim in Yoso, in order that they should not make the minion, cause the minion to not answer the Kaddish and listen to it. You should also say, even without that, the best thing is to wait till after Kaddish, because, again, as we know in Kamilchus Brachos, for instance, that one should not look at him or do anything, any action or bad or talking at the time he's saying a tefillah or a bracha. So, of course, it's better even to anyway wait till after Kaddish, even if there is no Yashikar. Kishimagzirin akonim es pneihim in Sifte Zayin, he says, when the Kohanim return their faces, they're facing Bein Batchila, Bein Basof, whether at the beginning or the end, Lo Yachziru Derech Emin. As we mentioned before, they should always turn towards the right. From the Gemara Meumah, Tezvavam, they call Pino Shatapanya, Yemin, all turning should always be to the right. Lachin, therefore, at the beginning, when they are standing and their faces are towards the east, they should turn towards the south and then towards the west. And after the duchenim, first they go to the north. When they go down, they should have their faces inclined towards the Aram, the Yiftu, Lachurei, and Kisamu, and Nifnu, and Gaibo. And they should walk backwards like a student who takes leave of his Rebbe. Kishanalan, Amanalan, Lo Yigu, Behem, Le Nagu, Sivichem, Ito, Yigayim. Or come on, they put on their shoes afterwards. They should not touch them again, because they still have to daven. And therefore, if they touch them, they have to wash their hands again. least, of course, it's also be sufficient that they at least rub their hands after touching the shoes for the time being to finish off. We try that the chazan should not be a kohen. Sifkot and tzaddik, the master is coming out. The halacha mafakpek poseh. The halacha has a problem with this, has doubts. Then hu kohen, and if he is a kohen, lo yalo l'duchen. He should not go up to the duchen. Vagam lo yikrof nei kohanim. He should also not call out before the kohen the words of ishach yamod etzlo, but someone else should stand by him, shikra kohanim. Vagam yikrof nei is a tevet of rachav gomer. Also should call out before them the words to the rechachav the tzukim. Ushliach hatzibur omeid v'shosik atzim shalom. And the chazan should better stand and be quiet until sim shalom and continue from there. Veinu ol v'b'meshe eino ol v'aduchim af shezeh korakonim b'kol. And he is not transgressing when he doesn't go up to the duchim, even though this one has called out Kohanim loudly. Because the Kavanim is that only those Kohanim who are not standing in the middle of Tfila and who moved their feet, which has been done before they have to, at Mitzvei Brach. The main Sham Kohen Acherahu, but if there is no other Kohen except him, then in order not to not have at all the Duchenin, Yalehu the Duchen, then he should go up. The Somei Chalon Tilas Vayim Shashakras, and he can rely on the Netzila, the washing that he did, Shachras. Sipkot and Kuf, and Komish and Nago, Shetamar Ola Shriach Sibu Duchen, and in the places where they have the meaning that always the Shriach Sibu goes up to the Duchen, Efshe Shem Nemchot. Perhaps that one doesn't have to protest this. And this is all talking about when he is confident that he will not get mixed up and he can continue afterwards by some shalom. For instance, when he's davening from the siddur. The case of Yinag, the Mitzvah Lon Esparesh, the Mishnah, how he should work it with washing is not explained in the Mishnah Berurah. Chetzar Ose, how does he do it? Oker Agav says, he moves his feet a little, Kishomer Itzei, when he says Itzei, V'yomer Adolchon Arlodos, and then he says till the end of the Bracha, V'yachar Omer, and another one says, V'okein Avokei Lusein, V'okein Avabracha, V'chulo. Sifkot and Kuf with an asterisk, Yashomim Sha'achirinu Omer, O'kein Avokei Lusein, V'ashatinu Omer Bein Sha'ol Duchum Bein Lav. And the Shas doesn't say it whether he goes up to Duchum or not. Ushliach HaTzibur Ola L'Duchen, and the Chazan goes up to Duchen. V'zeh O'achim Apilo, and this other one calls out to him the words. V'chol Shriach Tzibur V'omer Sim Shalom. And the Shriach Tzibur returns and then finishes the Sim Shalom after the Duchenin. V'lo Yom Alibon O'alamim. V'chulu. And he doesn't say that. Tzvila Adlacha HaKadosh until after Kadosh is finished. V'yom Lo Waka Agla V'yitzei En Ashay Lagos. If he did not go move his feet by the tzei, the bracha, he's not allowed to go up as we learned before by other kohanim, regular times. Tif yitzchet, tzibur, a minyan shekulam kohanim, that they are all kohanim, main shema la'asar, if they are only 10, kulam alam duchum, then all of them go up to duchum, nim of achim, so who are they blessing? La'achim shabatzados, to your brothers in the field, umi on achim, amen. And who answer after them? Amen. Nashim Bataf, the women and children that are in the shul. V'afil ein Nashim Bataf, and yes, amen, amakim. Even if there are no women or children, the answering of Amen does not prevent them from duchen. V'im yesh yosemei asara, if they are more than 10, ayisim asara yalu duchen asara yishala no samim. Then those that are more than 10 should go up to duchen, and the minion of asara should remain to answer Amen. Sif Yutet, Kohen Shenosis Kapal Be'achakachol Chuvitz Knesses Acheres, a Kohen which who already duchen and then went to another shul, him wrote that if he wants, Yochel Alos Duchen Gam Kohen. He can also go up to duchen in the other shul. The main road set, if he does not want to though, Asher Shushmei Akorim Kohanim, even though he hears that they call out Kohanim, Enu Sokh Lalus Kivan Shekhbar Ola. He does not have to go up, since he already went to Duchen. Sifchaf, Mishi Yesh Lomun Bufana, if someone who has a blemish in his face, Vimino Seinu Shinogim Shekhbar Akorim Shashim Shalaysa Apneim. And now a country is that the minig is that all the Kohanim, as we mentioned before, lower their talisim over their faces, mutalisas kapov. He is allowed to duchen. Habamishi eshlamun biyodav, but if he has a blemish in his hands, kumshin bahaknios, pirsh, min negalovan, certain white plague literally, let's say leper, old morning in the dako, so they are spotted with small dark spots, Hoshem Akumos, or they are crooked, Hoshem Yachalachaikas of Bosov, or he cannot divide his fingers as we learned before he's supposed to. Lo Yisas Kapov Nanesha, Amistakubov Yasichudaitam. Then he should not do him because the people will come to look at him and they will divert their attention from the Duchenim. Sifkot Nanesha, Mimkomosh, and Logan Mashashal Taz Gamali Dain Yisakapov. But of course, the places that also have the minig to lower their talis on their hands also to cover them, then he can do him, like the face before. If he is already, the people are accustomed to him in the city, that he was already at 30 days and they recognize him, no, he can do him. If he had dyed hands, or if he's a dyer, for instance, so he says, Kapov, then he should not duchen at Neisha, ah, Mistakam Behem. Again, the people will look at him. And as we said before, Mistakam Neish applies here also, that if they minig is to cover their hands, it's okay here also. Zimrovayim Lachem Akach, but if most, let's say, most of the city, they're work is in dying, for instance, he says Kapov, he can duchen, because everybody is familiar with such things, it's not anything strange to them. Someone who is not able to pronounce the letters well, like let's say he says for a shin, a sin, lo yisas kapov, shina duchen, again, because of the hesach hadas, he might cause this tzibur. And lo shekol hakol kohen kein ones, and everybody here, like a litvak, pronounced like this, it's nothing strange again. V'chol kohen shein ones is kapov, any kohen who is not duchen, yeitzei kodim mitzein v'esek nesef v'chutz v'shimu v'nesi yas kapayim. Then he should go out before ritzei bracha from the shul until they finish duchen. Sifkot and Shin, Yesh Chok and some argue, Sharei Nikarim B'mumim, that since they are recognizable by their mum, they don't have to go out. V'yefshev Shetov Yosef Sheyete, but perhaps it is better still to go out. Be sure, for instance. Sifchot Aleph, Haragas and Nefesh B'mezit, let's say one, Rachman and Flan, killed someone intentionally, Afilo Asachuv, even though he did Shuvah. He should not do him. Sifkat Mutaf, Ayin Bir Alacha. The Im Harag Yishgoga, if let's say he killed accidentally, unintentionally, Yasachuvani the Chuvanosis Kapov, then he is permitted to do him. The Chain Muma, so also an apostate, Shaasachuva, that he did Chuvanosis Kapov, he can do him again. Not the Grusha Chalutza for Kohen. Married a divorced woman or someone who had chalitza, oshenit malameis, or he made himself tamei, he became tamei to a meis, shasal al tamei love, a meis which he is not permitted to become tamei, lo yisus kapov, he should not duchen. And Sifkat Malav says, the mazer, if it's done intentionally, vim nitma pam bakrai tochim, if though he happened to become tame, then one has to think more about what should be done. So he should not, lo yitzes kapo, when? Until when? Achi yatsa tshuva, until he does tshuva, al pi tamu chacham, the way a tamu chacham tell him. Ushua veyus in momen, and it says kapayim chol alein, and it says kapo. Other veyus do not prevent him from duchanin, sif katin veyus, mechal shabbos vehetza, eik goy. Except, for instance, someone who profanes the Shabbos, mechal Shabbos, publicly, then he's considered like a goy, achman unzvan, and he cannot duchan. And a cholol also is not allowed to duchen. Cholol is, for instance, someone born from a marriage of a kohen to a grusha. Sifcha beis onen eino noses kapa. Someone who is an onen, for instance, before the burial of his relative that he asked to sit shiva for. He is not allowed to duchen. Va'avel tochil beis chodesh alav v'imo, and a mourner within the 12 months for his parents, of toch shloshim ashar krovim, or 30 days on other relatives, eino noses kapov, he is not allowed to duchen. Who buried Yisrael, he has down here with an asterisk. And haminik shenosi kapov acha shiva, that he does duchen after shiva. Only in toch shiva, ve'ei b'sifrei minog Yisrael. And as far as in the middle of shiva, see Tvarin on the Minhagim of Eretz Yisrael. The Tzorchot Tzitzim Yisrael Neset, Kodim Yitzay Alachem Tziz Kapayim, and like we mentioned before, in Tzivcha, that he would have to go out of the shul before Yitzay until after Duchanan. The main of Yisrael Neset, Shnei Kona Mechelen, Mutter Lo Abel Yisrael Kapov Tofi, Beis Chodesh, Alov Yivimah, V'Tokshor Shmashor Krobom. If let's say there are no other two Kohanim in the shul, then it is mutter for the Yovel to duchen if he's in a velis of 12 months for his parents or 30 days for other relatives. Aval toch shiva, but if he is in the middle of shiva, because on a kovim meis of the ego, for instance, someone who buried his dead on Yantiv, afilu imein sham shnei kohanim achirim, even if they are not other two Kohanim, in a Nerzak is Kapov, he is not allowed to duchen. Because if it was before Yantav, as we know, Yantav is Mevatel Shiva, and he doesn't have Shiva anymore. And you notice here an important point, that you, even if there's one other Kohen, as long as there's not two, at least, he permits these Avelim to duchen. I want to also mention the reason why one must take off the shoes. I'll read from the Mishnah Berurah, Sim Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Katan Tezvav. Shema Yifsak Lo Ritzua, maybe a string, a shoelace, will break off. Ugnai Lo, and it's a shame for him, and they'll make fun of him, and he'll take the time to tie it, and in the meantime the delay will be long enough that they will already start duchen in the other corner and he won't be there. And then people will say Sheben Grushu Ben Chutzu, that he's a cholo, for instance, and that's why he's not going to duchen. Lafikach halach yashavlo, that's why he went and sat down. Even shoes that don't have any ritzus, it's also not permitted because the rabbanim didn't mechalik. And this is from the Gemara, actually, in Sota, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Also, how do we learn out that the Kohanim must face the minyan during Duchanan? Because The Gemara in Sota Lamed Ches Amud Aleph says from the pasuk, it says Omar Lohem, saying to them, Ka Adama Omer Lachavero, like one speaks to another one, facing him. Not that their faces turned away, for instance. Another point, the difference between in the Beis Hamikdash, the Duchenin, and in our times, the Beis Hamikdash where the Shekhinah was. So for instance, two of the differences was that the fact that they would raise their hands above their head, Shekhinah being by their hands also, instead of opposite the shoulders as we do nowadays. And the fact that in the Gemara Chagiga, Tezayin Amar Aleph, it says that one of the things that causes that a person's Einayim, a chaos, weaken, because they would gaze at the Kohanim's hands at the time that they duchen, again because of the Shekhinah being there. Also, at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Ches and Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, also l'shtamish b'kohen afilo b'zman hazeh. It is also to be m'shtamish b'kohen, even nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, to have a k'mayil b'hekdash, him lo machal al kach, unless he's meichel on this. Shabur brings the machlokes whether or not he can do this without any benefit, because even though covered, he can be meichel, but not the shimash. And the Bi'alacha says maybe a coin with another coin maybe is mutter.